Chapter 5.
Shit, I said with a sigh. The gunfire was coming from the exact direction of the old man's house. He'd allowed me to go free, and now the bad guys, the Blues, I expected, had tracked me to his property. And there were two kids in the house. I couldn't leave him to face the trouble I'd brought literally to his doorstep. I dropped both my bags and put new magazines into my P220s, then threw several more mags into one of the cargo pockets on my pants. Looking up, I could see a man in the nearest house staring at me down the barrel of his rifle through what looked to be his living room window. It was like the old man had said, everyone was forted up here. I grabbed the other grenade out of my bag and held it up to show the man I had it, then stowed it in a different cargo pocket and tossed the bags into the man's yard. Watch them while I'm gone, I said, pantomiming what I meant. I expected he'd be into them as soon as I was gone, and I didn't mind sharing some of the food and water. I'd be testy if any of the guns or ammo were missing, though. Relieved not to be carrying the bags anymore, there was a spring in my step as I raced back down the street. Sure enough, when I got to the street that old man lived on, there were a number of people surrounding his house, using the neighbors' houses for cover. I raced across the street and back into the woods by the pond, going as quickly as I could toward the end of the pond where the old man's house was. The shooting stopped suddenly, and I instantly feared for the kid's safety. A weird thing for a psychopathic killer, I know. But then, I heard a man's voice.
In the house, the voice yelled. We don't care about you. We just want the man we tracked here.
He ain't here no more, the old man yelled back. Get off my fucking lawn.
If you just send him out, we'll leave you in peace.
I could see one of the Blues. He was in the trees with a scoped rifle. No shot yet, he said in a throat microphone.
I told you,
the old man yelled.
He ain't here.
Fine, the man on the street shouted back. Just let us in so we can look then.
No chance of that happening. I've heard what you do once you get into someone's house.
Wait a minute, the man with the rifle said. He just moved. I could see part of his head. I was almost to the man, but I had no idea what I ought to do. I could easily shoot him in cold blood. It would be hard to miss, like any good killer. However, doing so would alert all the men scattered around, of which I could see about 7 or 8. I was tired and didn't want to start the chase game all over. The knife seemed to leap into my hand of its own accord, and I took another step toward the man.
I've got a shot,
he said into the microphone as he switched off the rifle safety. Without a conscious thought, I took the last step forward and palmed his forehead with my left hand, dragging his head back so my right hand could draw the razor-sharp blade across his throat. The man's neck erupted in a spray of blood. I wasn't sure how hard to cut, so I did it too hard, grinding the knife into the bone as I finished. I jumped back, more to get out of the bloody fountain than anything else, and both the man and rifle dropped to the ground. I quickly stepped up and grabbed the man's earpiece. It took a second to get it out because his head was all wobbly. I left the microphone around the ruins of his neck. I didn't know if it would work with that much blood on it, and I didn't want to find out.
Take the shot, damn it!
A voice said over the earpiece. I grabbed the rifle, happy it hadn't discharged when it fell, aimed, and shot out the man's window, missing him by at least a foot. That appeared to be the signal, as all the men on the street began firing again.
You dumbass, you missed!
The voice said on the radio. Nope, I muttered to myself. I'd hit exactly what I aimed for. I found my next target, the guy talking to me on the radio. He happened to be looking in my direction as he continued to berate me. Where did I learn a word like berate? Which made it easy to see the bullet hit him in the forehead. One of the other Blues fired and I shifted aim to him. One hit, center mass, and he went down. Which, however, didn't go unnoticed.
Hey!
One of the other guys on the net yelled as I shifted target again.
Someone's just shot Johnny, and it looks like the shot came from Fred.
I couldn't find the person speaking, but I saw another flash of blue and put that man down. The people in the house must have sensed the flow of battle shifting, because fire from the house increased, pinning several of the Blues down. I picked them off as quickly as possible. As I hit the third one, a branch snapped behind me, and I dove to the left while throwing the rifle to the right. The man behind me fired, and the bullet hit me in the right leg. Fire lanced through my leg as I hit the ground and rolled. The man fired again, throwing dirt on me as I continued to roll. There was a third shot from a different direction, and the sound of a body hitting the ground nearby. I stopped rolling and looked. The man who'd been shooting at me was down with a bullet wound to the chest. His hands clawed feebly for a moment, trying to stop the blood. But then he stilled. I caught movement out of the corner of my left eye and looked to find the old guy. He nodded once to me.
"Thanks for the help," he said. "Looks like I made the right choice not to kill you. You're kind of handy in a fight. My name's Sam. Sam Boudreau."
"Thanks, I think," I replied. "You're not so bad yourself."
"I fought in the war with Dalek Unified," he said as he checked the two bodies near me. One glance at the first one was all he needed before he moved on. "It was nasty. The damn corporations are gonna be the death of me yet."
I nodded. No wonder he didn't seem bothered by the dead bodies. He waved toward the one I'd killed.
"What war were you in?"
"I couldn't tell you," I replied. "I honestly don't remember anything beyond 4 days ago."
"No shit. I thought you were just trying to get the drop on me."
He nodded toward the body.
"You may not remember it, but it looks like you've got some kills. People that can do that are few and far between."
"What? Cut someone's throat?"
He nodded. "Takes a particular type of man to do that."
I sighed. "Yeah, a psychopathic one. I think I was being treated for it."
"No, I was thinking more along the lines of some sort of special forces trooper. We followed them into a Dalek facility one time. They left a trail of bodies like that. And worse, half the time, they took the heads clean off. Those guys had had some modifications and were tough sons of bitches. And the agents, they were even worse."
I shrugged. I couldn't remember being a soldier, much less a special forces trooper. They had lengthy training. I would have thought I'd remember if I'd done it. Special forces was a nice thought, but I was still leaning towards psychopath.
"Where are you headed?"
the old man asked. "I don't really know," I replied. "All I was really doing was trying to avoid getting killed. I didn't have a particular destination in mind."
"Why?" "Well, at least one of the Blues got away, so I suspect they will be back, and this time, they'll bring the whole gang."
"I thought I killed the leader."
"No. The guy in charge of that pack was the leader's brother, his second in command. Saw them together on TV once, back when we had power. And TV, too, for that matter. The fact that you killed his brother, the real leader, is going to be pissed. Me and my family are going to have to leave. You're welcome to come with us. Like I said, you're kind of handy to have in a fight."
"Where are you headed?"
"East. I've got family in Pensacola."
"So where are we now?"
"You don't even know where you are."
"Nope. Told you I
don't remember anything before 4 days ago."
The man finished.
"Got it. You're in the mighty metropolis of Slidell, Louisiana."
"Doesn't ring a bell," I replied. "Where the hell is Slidell?"
"About 20 miles northeast of the French Quarter in New Orleans."
"Huh.
You don't remember being here?"
"No. As far as I can remember, I've never been to Louisiana in my life.
Not even for Mardi Gras."
"I'm pretty sure I would remember that."
"Maybe no one showed you their tits."
I shrugged. "It's possible. I would hate to think someone had and I didn't remember it."
"Maybe they just weren't that memorable."
I shrugged again. "Maybe not. So, Pensacola?
Yeah, my brother was in corporate management with Obsidian. He has a winter home in Perdido Key. If anyone survived, he did. We need to get out of here before the Blues get back, and that's the best place I can think of to go. I don't know if there's any place safe anymore, but wherever he is, we'll be the closest thing to it.
Wouldn't it be better to stay and fight rather than run? I asked. I killed at least 10 of them. How many more are there?
Lots. A number of the gangs merged in the aftermath of the war.
He sighed.
I lied earlier because I didn't want the grandkids to hear it. I said that we were waiting for the police to reestablish the law. Most of the police got wiped out by the Blues. That blue band they're wearing is from the policemen they've killed. I was hoping the National Guard would get here before our food ran out. Unless any of the corporate troops still exist, those are the only people who have a chance against them.
Well, shit, I said, sighing. I guess I'm along for the ride then, as I'm sure they'll be gunning for me. How long's the drive?
Drive? No one drives anymore.
Since when?
Since the war. How are we supposed to get gas? When you got here, you came from the direction of I-10. Did you notice any traffic on it?
My face reddened. No. I was kind of busy trying to stay alive at the time, but now that you mention it, not a single car drove by during the time I was by the highway. My shoulders sagged. I really wasn't up for this. So how long's the walk?
About 175 miles, give or take.
That's a long-ass walk, especially through country that may not currently be very friendly.
That's a fact, especially with children along. There's something to be said for safety in numbers, which is why I invited you along.
Well, I can't stay here, and going south or west is out, so east sounds pretty good at the moment, especially if I'm going along with you. How long will it take you to be ready to go?
How's 5 minutes sound?
4 would be better.
You remember I have kids, right?
5 will be fine. You have to be flexible in this fallen world.